I can't believe Brinley embarrassed me. I only agreed to sing along with her because she talked me into it.
She didn't mean to embarrass you. She just got stage fright and couldn't sing. Hi, I'm Zach. Have you ever had something super embarrassing happen to you? If so, stick around for our story right here on Keys for Kids. I've certainly been embarrassed by a friend before. Maybe it wasn't in front of a whole crowd of people, but it's bad enough to be embarrassed even in front of a few friends. Have you ever had that happen to you? If so, Jesus wants you to forgive your friend in that situation, not because you feel like it, but because he forgave you of so much more. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Our story today is called The Silent Stranger. Feeling her shoes pinch her feet, Shavonda looked out at the auditorium. She'd never felt more relieved to finish singing a song. She'd also never felt angrier. It was Children's Day at church, which meant that all the children had been specially involved in the service. Shavonda's friend, Brinley, had invited her to sing a duet for the occasion. "I'm not so sure," Shavonda had told her. "Please," Brinley begged. "We can do it together." Brinley's enthusiasm won Shavonda over, and she agreed. After a few hours of practicing, both girls felt prepared. When it came time to perform at the church service, though, Brinley's stage fright left her silent. Shavonda was startled, but she kept singing all the way to the end. What had begun as a duet ended as a solo. The congregation clapped, and the girls took their seats with other kids who'd already performed, but for Shavonda, it wasn't over. After the service ended, Shavonda stormed outside. On the way to the parking lot, her grandmother stopped her. "You did a wonderful job today, Shavonda," Granny declared. Then she noticed Shavonda's expression. "What's wrong, honey?" she asked. "I didn't even want to sing that song until Brinley talked me into it. Then she didn't even sing. She left me up there looking silly. She knows I don't like singing in front of a crowd," Shavonda fumed. "You didn't look silly. You made a joyful noise to the Lord, but I understand why you're upset. Sometimes people let us down, Shavonda. I think Brinley probably disappointed herself, too." Shavonda looked confused. "You think so?" she asked. Granny nodded. "I know how much Brinley likes singing. She probably feels bad," Shavonda said. Granny smiled. "You sang about God's love today, honey. We have that love in our hearts because of what Jesus has done for us. We can show it by being compassionate and by forgiving others when they let us down." Shavonda noticed Brinley walking toward her. She still felt embarrassed about the performance, but she also cared about her friend. "Brinley!" Shavonda called, ready to comfort her friend with a hug. So how about you? Has someone done something that hurt or embarrassed you? Sometimes friends and loved ones let us down even without meaning to. Did you find it hard to forgive? Remembering that Jesus is always compassionate to us can help us to be kind to others even when they disappoint us. We can forgive others when we consider how much God has forgiven us. So trust Him to help you show others forgiveness and compassion too. Our key verse is Ephesians 4:32.
"Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you."
And our key thought today, forgive with compassion. Are you keeping up with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program? If you are, you could win an Amazon Fire this month. If you miss some days, you can always catch up. Read all the way through August for a chance to win the grand prize, a giant Bluetooth speaker. Join right now at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.